Brazilian accent back to this altar. Traditions play a powerful role in our lives. Traditions. They can help us to feel like we belong to a group because we share the same tradition. We share some of the same rituals. And they give us this sense of continuity and identity. Here I ask some of my friends to give me some good and nice and life-giving traditions, because in the work that I normally do, we have the contact of so many harmful traditions, especially against women. So, and I was reminded by my friend Anna that we have in our Southern American countries, Brazil, Argentina, Chile, Uruguay, Paraguay, we share the same tradition of drinking mate. You know, the mate is a tea, and I should have brought a tea. It's a bowl with a tea, green tea inside, and we drink from the same, straw. Even now, after pandemia, we drink from the same water, the same in a circle. Normally, it's an integrating tradition. It is meant to be in a group. Anna said that she doesn't drink alone. I drink alone because it's kind of helping in digestive. It's a ritual that we share from the indigenous tradition. It is in essence, about being together, sharing the tea, the mate, and the viruses also. Everyone is invited and welcome to be together. And someone will receive, and then it will finish, and then another person will receive it from the same straw. So it is building relationship, building the momentum of talking, of coming together in a family. When neighbors are coming, they are also are invited to receive the same mate. And then the talks are going on. The conversations are going on. This is a tradition that is life-giving. It's a community building. My friend Fulata told me another tradition that happened with herself. In Malawi, there is a tradition of taking care of the widow. When the husband will die, the close family and friends are coming together and gathering during the time of mourning. They will sing, they will pray, they will vigil and care of the family during 7 days. And they will be with the widow and the family, cooking, helping, caring, giving support. It is a life-giving tradition. It is caring relationship, caring for those who are mourning. After those 7 days, then the community will go away, will dissolve, but first they will have a cleansing ritual that the dead and the mourning will be finished at that moment. This is a community when the community is embracing the family, the widow, the children. It's giving them strength and helping them to go through the grief. There are many other traditions that you might now remember also by yourself. What are those traditions that you have been going through when you were children or in your family back in your country? We, in our congregation here, we have also some traditions. Our coffee break after the church, after the worship, is already a tradition. It's already an ongoing building tradition. I think Valerie Jams is also a tradition already now in our church. And there are many traditions that we are building, and they are helping us that we feel that we belong. We belong to this congregation here. In that biblical text that we have heard today, Mark 7, we have heard of about one tradition of washing hands. It was from the Jesus time. There was a cultural tradition embedded with some religious elements. And the religious element would, and the cultural tradition would give that notion of what is pure and what is impure. It's in the whole discussion in the Gospel of Mark, the texts that are before and after are already talking about this pure and impure. The text, when the demons are cast out, demons casting out, the event of casting out demons has to do with purity and impurity also. The impurity of the demons, they need to be cast out. Or a leper, a person with leper was healed. So that notion of being with leper was also embedded with purity and impurity. And another very known text is when a woman is touching the clothes of Jesus, and she was had a hemorrhage, and she was bleeding for many years, and that bleeding was considered to be impure, and she touched Jesus in his clothes, and that touching was considered to be impure, touching a pure, a sacred. So that notion of pure and impure is going through not only the text in Mark, but the whole Bible. And in our cultures today also, many times it is very related to cultural ideas and concepts. It has nothing really to do with health or being proper, but it has a cultural embedment in the notion what is pure and what is impure. Here in the text of Mark, there was a discussion about food. What is pure or impure relating to the food ritual? The real issue here was to keep or to let go some traditions or rituals. The disciples were not following some of the traditions or some of those religious rituals that have been expected from them. The push was to keep these traditions is all about setting boundaries. Who is able? Those who are doing that rituals, those are belonging to that group, and those who are not doing, they should not belong to this group that we are deciding here, who are the people who are going with Jesus. In biblical times, these notions of pure and impure have not to do with aesthetic reasons or health or moral issues. Those are very much related to cultural and the notion of what is in that culture considered pure or impure. It's not really related to health or to not normally related to health or to being clean in itself. Pure is another concept than to be just clean in their body. Here, the Pharisees, that group of Pharisees in the text is saying, they saw those rituals as a way to stay holy and to be connected to God. But Jesus then challenged them, the Pharisees, saying, "You abandon the commandment of God and are holding to human traditions." Jesus is not really dismissing the tradition. He is here highlighting the problem when traditions become the main focus rather than what they were meant to be for. When we get so caught up in the rituals themselves, we might lose the sight of God's true intentions. Traditions are supposed to bring us up and closer to God. But when they turn into rigid rules, they can actually push us away from God and from each other, especially from each other. So let us also look to those hands. The Pharisees were saying that the disciples are not washing their hands. Let us look to these hands. The Pharisees' concern is not about if the disciples are eating at all, if they have food or not. This was not their concern. It was not what they are eating at this time. It is about not even with whom they are eating, because sometimes this is also a problem when Jesus is eating with some people that it's not considered the best people. So this is also will become a concern. Here is now how they are eating, with defiled hands, with hands that are not, were not going through the ritual. A group, the Pharisees, tasked with maintaining religious order, steps into the question why these disciples are now eating without washing their hands. And the reason was not about, the reason that they were asking was not if their hands were clean or any pandemia-related measure at that time. It was not. It was actually to try to catch Jesus and the group of disciples if they are breaking rules, if they are breaking the rules. The rule was they all they who wants to belong to this group, they need to go through that ritual. Not going through this ritual, you are breaking the rule. You don't belong. By sticking to this tradition of hand washing, which had been given a religious meaning, they are drawing a line between those who follow the costumes and those who don't, excluding some of the people who don't fit the mold. It is about creating lines and separating, delimiting who is in and who is out. The problem isn't with having rules or tradition. The problem is not if we have rules on tradition or traditions. Some traditions can be life-giving, as I said at the beginning. The issue is here when these rules become so rigid that they are losing their original intention in fostering community, in caring for those in need, in being together with those mourning and suffering, in cultivating relationship. But instead, they become burdens. They become very heavy burdens, and they will exclude. When they turn into unbreakable rules, costumes lose their power to unite, and instead, they can divide. Now let us look to the attitude of those who are observing. We saw the hands, now those who are observing the hands, exactly. Jesus is calling the crowd to him and drops a radical idea. There is nothing outside a person by going in that can defile, but the things that come out are what defile. He is shifting the focus from outward rituals to what's inside, from keeping clean to the state of the heart. Life's challenges sometimes force us to look inwards, to check our motives, to our thoughts and desires. It is not the rituals that make us righteous. It is not ritual that make us righteous, but what is in our heart, what is inside us. Jesus lists then some things that come out and can defile. The evil thoughts, theft, murder, adultery, envy, pride, things that really defile us because they come from within and show the true state of our hearts. Jesus suggests a different way of thinking about purity and impurity then. It is about identity and drawing lines, yes, but who is in and who is out, yes, but then not about the tradition that is kept. It is not because the tradition became too rigid. They can harm those who cannot keep those traditions and those rules, like the poor people. The rigidity causes fear and insecurity. Jesus then moves the discussion to an ethical level, to the relationship, adultery, envy, pride, or murdering, is about relationship. It's about building an affecting relationship among the people in the congregation. This tension shows the conflict between leaving out the gospel and sticking to cultural traditions. Now, the end is a dialogue. It's coming out of the mouth, words again. From last Sunday, the idea of words that are coming out of the mouth, it's a dialogue that Jesus is provoking. The text is about relationship, the traditions, and whether these customs are open us to others or are closing us off. Sticking to traditions without thinking about what they mean can end up excluding people who don't fit or don't adapt. Only by breaking away from outdated traditions can we open the new way of living, different cultures, and diverse expression of identity. The Gospel of Mark talks about building a community in unfamiliar territories. If you saw the text took the time to explain what was the tradition of washing hands. If a text needs to explain, it's because those who are listening are not, they don't know what is that rule. So it's an unfamiliar group that is trying to live together. And how then living together among people with different cultural expressions is possible with respect and dialogue. Real dialogue sometimes requires confrontations and conflicts, speaking up and listening to each other. Dialogue is not just a technique. It is about forming people who are open to real conversation. For dialogue to happen, traditions that have frozen community life need to be revised. They need to be revised with courage of sometimes to break those traditions. And it's exactly this breaking the tradition that Jesus did and the disciples. They broke a tradition in order to provoke that conversation. What is really important? Or has the epistle of James reminded us, religion that is pure and undefiled before God is this, to care for orphans and widows in their distress. To care for orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained by the world. This is religion according to James. When we face challenges, we have the chance to look inward, question our motives, and deepen our faith. Will we stubbornly cling to old ways or stay open to new things that God might be doing for us today? It is an invitation to holding on to our traditions more loosely, without that rigidity, and letting them to do what they are supposed to do, draw us closer to God and to each other, and to build relationship. Let us pray for the wisdom to know how to be flexible and movable. May we have the courage to open our hearts and to God's transforming love to us. Amen.